Good morning, Running for Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Father's Day to all of you fathers out here. Let's give you some, yeah, in the service. You know, we change on them, I know. Mother's Day, all these seats was fast. That's all right, it's still good. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready to come and hallel our Father?
Yes.
To praise our Father?
Yes.
To worship our Father?
Yes.
To love on our Father?
Yes.
To acknowledge our Father?
Amen.
All that. So as we stand on our feet, Deacon stops at the door. Standing to our feet. Come on, get your stretches on. Y'all get to sit down later. We do a proclamation because we need to know what we're here for. You know, because a lot of people just go to church on Sunday because that's what we do on Sunday. But why are we here? We are here to proclaim the good news that Jesus is the King who
pre-existed as God's Son, was sent by the Father, took on human flesh in fulfillment of God's promises to David, died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, was buried, was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, appeared to many witnesses, is enthroned at the right hand of God as the ruling Christ, has sent the Holy Spirit to his people to effect his rule, and will come again as final judge to rule.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
And the beautiful part about our Father is he surrounds us. He's with us all the time. He never leaves.
Oh, surround us.
This is how I fight my battles. 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 It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my you. surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Into our Bible reading today, which we're going to do together, which is found in Psalm 118, verses 26 through 29 in the New International Version. Let's together read. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine on us. With bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. So, Father, right now we are here in your presence. We have been ushered in and led in by even the youngest amongst us, coming in happily to praise your name because you are good and your love endures forever, Lord. And we ask that you just inhabit this service today, that you lead it, that you guide it, that you, more importantly, Lord, that you fill us with what we came here for, being in your presence. So when we leave here, we will know that we have been with you while we were with each other. We thank you in Jesus' name. Everybody say,
amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to start out hot. Kathy was here. She would tell us that this is the day what?
Lord,
and what should we do? Yes, we should. Yeah, we're going to get your church clap on today. Put your coffee down. Whatever you got on your hands. And we're going to rejoice together.
Glad. He has made me glad. I
glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. That the So rejoice and be glad. You may have a seat as announcement time is here.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Reese, for your vote of confidence. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm going to do the announcements briefly. Okay, so it goes as this. The entire month of June will be celebrated, Men of God, dedicated to our men for the Father's Day. Today is Father's Day, and we will have our own assistant pastor, Jonathan Tate, bring the word. And we will be closing out the celebration service on next Sunday with Pastor O bringing the word. All are invited to these services are held in River Roots High School. Excuse me. See, that's me. Our Sunday school begins at 9 a.m., taught by Assistant Pastor Janice Tate. Our worship services begins at 10, led by the praise team and song. On Monday, 6 p.m., our new Bible class has begun. A textbook is required for this class. If you plan to be in attendance, check with Pastor O for a book. He has one book available. Please read the assignments before class and do the questions at the end of each chapter. For discussion, Pastor O will be teaching this Monday, which is great. These classes are held on Blog Talk Radio. On Tuesday, 4 p.m., Minister Richard Overall will be teaching Training Day. For our Wednesday class at 6 p.m., our Bible reading class is held with Pastor O teaching this week, the book of Zechariah, chapters 1 through 7. Questions are printed online for discussion and will be on the table on Sunday. Okay. They're not there?
Yes.
Okay.
They're there. Questions for Janice class.
I was wrong. They're there.
And for Liz.
Okay. So for Friday at 7 p.m., Bring Back the Family with Kathy Clyburn as the host. Now we're in for bereavement. Clint Cooper family, especially his wife Gwen, who was funeralized yesterday, for those who know him. Great guy. For our prayers, we have Elder Stevens recuperating and brought an awesome word on Blog Talk Radio yesterday.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. Deaconess Nicole Seabrooks completed her chemo treatments. Thank God. Nicole Gaston, Doris Gaithier, Brother Ed Johnson, Darius Freeman, and Keela Freeman, who will be having surgery in August. Our caregivers, our nurses, our aides, and our doctors everywhere, pray for them as well. And our president and the leaders of this country. Birthdays in June. Mother Cheryl Hamilton on the 6th. Sister Keela Freeman on the 6th. Sister Sharon Abraham on the 14th. Myself on the 15th. Ma'am Mee Carter on the 21st. And Alicia's Card on the 22nd. What? Okay. Please check RFCM website page for detailed info. Pastor O does a lot of work daily to keep our website, and he is looking for a dedicated, committed person to assist him with this. Contact him if you would. if you would like to help him keep the website updated with the job listings. And happy Father's Day to all of the fathers everywhere, not just here. Anyway, Webster's definition of a father: a male parent, a provider. Okay. Biblical perspective: the first person of the Trinity. Okay. Our opening prayer begins, "Our Father in heaven," reminding us when Christians pray, they are addressing their daddy, their heavenly father. Okay. First commandment with a promise attached. Hold on, let me hold this up so I can see that. Okay. I did good today. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God has given you. Proverbs 23:22. Listen to your father who gave you life. I wish my son was here. God is looking for faithful men, responsible men. He wants a man after his heart. He wants Christian men that will say, "As for me and my house, we will all serve the Lord." Joshua 24:15. So let's step up, men, and all God wants us to do in these last days. Now, please help us. Okay, wait a minute. Oh no, I got it wrong. Please help Harley meet her goal of $325 for WSU summer camp. Harley McClendon has received a partial scholarship, okay, of $400 to attend the 2023 College of Engineering Summer Academy at Wayne State University, July 10th through July 21st. Okay, the program total is $800. She is asking for monetary donations to guarantee her place in summer camp this year. If you would like to donate, cash out me. I mean, no, excuse me. Sarah. And it says cash out $ Sarah Smile 9090. Okay, that's it. That's our announcer for today. Thank you.
See what happens when you give a man money? Yes, and don't forget, we got to make sure we update our birthday list because we forgot Luke and we forgot Marissa and Denia turned 16. Now we know who to call when we need a ride. And pray for our parents. So it is time for giving. It is tithes and offerings will be, the basket will be coming around during the next selection, so get ready. Sorry, she's yelling, she's yelling. So as you're standing to your feet and preparing yourself in your envelopes, we are going to sing during this time of giving. And Lorenzo is going to clap because he's been clapping over here. Amen. What an appropriate song for this day. Start over here. We got distracted. That's all right. That's the good thing about being live. You can do it too.
Amen.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of think as you call me, deeper still as you call me, deeper still as you call me, deeper still into love, love. Saturday class yesterday, and we nailed something. God, when he created, did not create a bunch of robots and slaves. He created a family. And then he had the audacity to say, I'm your daddy. I'm your father. Now, let's think about our fathers on earth. We know they're not perfect in all their ways. But who's been perfect in all his ways? So right now it's time for altar call. Some of the names that are up here have been already talked about, and some of them are not. Yep, it's going in and out on me. Pastor is going to come and lead us in altar call. While he's leading us, we will be silently going before the throne to our Father together and talking to a Father who hears every one of his children's prayers. We rejoiced yesterday. Nicole was out and came to class.
Amen.
And she'll be able to get back. She stayed for rehearsal in class, so God is good. So your prayers are not in vain. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Right.
We approach the Lord because he gave us permission to. He gave us authority to. What's up, man? My way. Amen. He gave us permission to. Amen. And he even told us how to pray. He didn't tell us to say, God. He says, Lord God, our Father, our Father. That means he's not just my Father, but he's your Father. He's all our Father. Amen?
Yes.
So since he gave us permission to talk to him, let's talk to him. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today and we do praise your holy name.
Yes.
Father, we thank you that way back in the beginning, you showed us fathers how to do this thing. And you showed the mothers what kind of fathers they should be looking for. Lord God, before you made man, before you made woman, you created the heavens and the earth. And so everything that man needed, you provided. And so, Father, today we as fathers know that everything that those we've been blessed to become fathers to, We are to provide like you do. Father, we thank you that you made us. We thank you that you example before us how we should do this. We just sang a song saying you're a good, good Father. Yes. You're perfect in all of your ways. And we belong to you because you claimed us. You claimed us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Yes. When we accepted him as Lord and Savior, we became family, as we learned yesterday in Sunday school, so very well, that you created family. We even learned that the definition of nation is family. All right. You created a people who worshiped you, who trusted, leaned, and relied on you. So we thank you today, Father.
Yes, we do.
We are the legacy of those who came before us, Jesus. It was you who prayed over there in John 17 and 20. You said you weren't just praying for those who were there under the sound of your voice, but for those who would believe on you according to their word. It is the legacy of that word that came to us one day. Somebody told us. We read it. We heard it. As it says in Romans 10, 17, consequently, faith comes by hearing the word. Somebody spoke the word. And we listened and we heard. And then we were convicted in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And when we cried out, what should we do? Well, we listened to Paul and Silas, believing the Lord Jesus. And you and your whole house will be saved. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, on this Father's Day for showing us how to love all of us, not just the men, but the women as well. And so, Father, we ask now that you look around this room on the hearts of your people and see what it is, Father, that wipes the smile off their face. See what it is that has them up at night. See what it is that causes them to be anxious through the day. We lift it up to you right now.
All right.
We allow you to come in to every space, not just the spaces that we want you in, but the spaces that we try to hide from you. We want you to come in, and we want you to bring your mop and your broom. Uh-oh. We want you to bring all your cleaning utensils.
Yes.
So you can clean us up on the inside. Yes. So that folks see it on the outside.
Please.
You told us to lead quiet lives, to mind our own business, work with our own hands, and those on the outside would see it. We're asking, Heavenly Father, that you work on us.
Yes.
And help us to become all that you knew we could be, can be. We ask, Father, that you help us to live out the potential that you place in each and every one of us. It was said of Jeremiah that even before you formed him in the womb, you knew him. Even before his mother and father knew him, you did. And before he came here, you sanctified him, set him apart for your service, and then you ordained him, gave him a thing to do. And Father, we know that you're no respecter of persons. And so what you did for him, you'll do for all of us. So we thank you, Heavenly Father. You said in your word in Romans 8, 28, that all things work together for the good of those who love you. We love you. And called according to your purpose. Help us, Father, to live out that purpose. Let us do what you ordained us to do. Let us lead that quiet life and mind our own business, work with our own hands. Let us get the respect of those who are not saved. Let us be the light of the world. Let us be the salt of the earth. So that people can look and see you through us. They can hear you through us. And when they don't, Heavenly Father, help us to be not so proud that we won't confess our sin and accept your forgiveness and your cleansing. Lord, we thank you for the word that you're going to bring to us today through our own assistant pastor, Jonathan Tate. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you drop him down in the riches of your word.
Yes.
You said that they go in and they bring out things new and old. So give him, Father, what we need. We didn't come here today just to sing, but we came here to eat today. All of us, Lord, are here with our shopping bags wide open.
Yes.
We are ready to receive from you what you have for us. Collectively and individually.
Yes.
We thank you for this praise team who are passionate about praising you, leading us in worship, so that when it comes time for the word, we're ready to receive it. And not just receive it, but believe it. And not just believe it, but live it.
All right.
Lord, you know all those who are on this sick list. You see the names. You know the people. We thank you for the progress that you've already made toward that complete healing and restoration. And we're continuing in prayer that you continue to carry it out to completion. We're waiting, Father, for the day when they are able to stand and give testimony as to it was this, but now it's that, because you are a good, good Father who cares for us and who loves us.
Yes.
Have mercy on us, Lord,
yes,
for the sins that we commit.
Yes.
We thank you, and we ask you to hear our prayer, and we yield ourselves to you. We say yes to what it is we have to do. You told me a long time ago, if I hear what you say and do what you say, you would bless me. And I know, Heavenly Father, you have said that same thing to each and every one of us. Let us not just be hearers, but let us be doers, so that we will be blessed in everything we do. In Jesus' name, we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise, and thank you for these fathers. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, that's what we do.
The words of this song are so appropriate for our Heavenly Father. We hope that it blesses you as much as it's been a blessing to all of us. When troubles all around you,
of our Father. He has promised to never ever leave us nor forsake us, and never to disappoint us, because He is the God who's holding you.
Y'all can definitely do better than that. The praise team always finds a way to depress my heart with songs right before I get up. And it's an awesome reminder how good God is. I don't know about you, but He's done a lot for me.
Okay.
I don't always deserve it. And I'm sure you don't either. Whether it's a laser procedure that He restored my sight from, or protecting me from getting shot going in and out of houses with Detroit, or whether it's just keeping me on the road away from crazy drivers. Truly, God has been good to me. And I know He has been good to you. No matter what we're going through, no matter how we feel, no matter what we think, He loves on us as our Father. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful for His presence in my life. And I hope and pray that each and every one of you have Him as well. I want to thank Pastor O. He's been a spiritual father to me. And thank you. And I learned something yesterday as I was driving. He was doing the altar call prayer on the radio. And the Lord said, listen to what He's saying and how He's saying it. And I'm like, okay, I'm listening. And He said, see how He's having a conversation and He's taking His time to talk to me.
Okay.
He said, that's what prayer is. It's not some rush routine, vain babblings that you do every day at the same time. Okay. He said, take your time and talk to me. So I did it this morning. I'm an early bird. And I wanted to thank Pastor O for being an example, a father figure,
yes,
of sorts to me.
Yes. Thank you.
Even for me to get to church early. Because He told me, when you love the Lord enough, you'll get to church early. So I wanted to take time out to say thank you, Pastor O.
You're welcome.
And to thank the Lord for allowing me this opportunity, and thank each and every one of you for coming. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to take time to talk about Joseph, Jesus' earthly father.
Right.
Before I do that, let us pray. Lord, thank You so much for Your word today. We thank You for this worship experience.
Yes, we do.
We thank You for filling us up with love and care, and we thank You for Your protection and Your provisions as our Father, and we thank You for educating us and inspiring and encouraging us as Your children. You've never been a deadbeat, and we appreciate You for that. Despite us, You love us.
Yes.
Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
probably about maybe a month or so ago, the Lord laid on my heart to talk about Joseph. Okay. You know, typically around Christmas time, once a year, we talk about Joseph, Jesus' earthly father. But it forced me to read and do some study and explore Joseph. Joseph was a descendant of King David. We know how the Lord felt about David because he said that David was a man after his own heart. Did David always get it right? Not at all.
No.
And I've learned that these are real people that we read about and study about in the Word. They actually walked the earth. Jesus walked the earth. It's historical. You have witnesses. David walked the earth just as Joseph walked the earth. Luke chapter 1 verses 26 through 38 talks about the birth of Jesus and that whole process.
Okay.
But right now, let's look at Matthew chapter 1 verses 18 through 24. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Take a swig before I start reading.
It's all good.
Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 through 24. This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly. So he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife, but he did not have sexual relations with her until her son was born, and Joseph named him Jesus. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Jesus the Messiah was to be born to Mary. Now, I don't know about you, speaking to the men in here, but if you knew that your fiance was a virgin, never had sexual relations with a man, and she popped up pregnant, you already know what's going through your mind. I know what's going through mine. You mean to tell me you ain't never, ever, ever, ever been with a dude, but you got a baby bump? And we engaged, and I know I ain't touched you.
Nah, that's a problem.
That's a real problem. Remember, Joseph was a man.
Right.
Period. But even through that, if you notice, it says, was a righteous man.
Right.
And when I read that, the Lord pointed out that I chose Joseph to be Jesus' father on earth.
Okay.
Because he was a righteous man.
Okay.
Some of us may think that we got caught up because we weren't married to our kids' mothers. Or, you know, it just happened, slipped and fell, and the baby came, she got pregnant. or she was tripping, you know, truthfully. But the reality is that the Lord knew that I was going to slip and fall.
Okay.
But he also knew that Jonathan and Braylon was going to come from it.
Okay.
So I was chosen to be their fathers, despite the sin, because I wasn't married. Let me say this, because I don't stand up here to act like I'm better than anybody.
Go ahead.
I wasn't married to either one of their mamas, and they ate 15 months apart. There's that. So I'm not here to judge anybody. Yes, I had two child support cases. So I'm not here to judge anyone. But what I learned is the Lord chose me for them.
Okay.
And that's something that I take serious. As a matter of fact, even before I had kids, I helped raise my brother and sister because I'm the eldest. And literally, I took on that responsibility because our fathers were absent.
Okay.
Now, the man on my chest, my grandfather, he helped raise me. He taught me how to be a man.
All right.
But the beautiful thing about growing up in my family and in this area, I had a whole village of men to lay hands on me, to teach me, hey, don't do this, don't do that, do it this way, not that way. I mean, from great-great grandfathers on down to the drunk at the store.
Yeah.
I learned something from, and they poured into me. But he was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. So he was just going to step away and walk away from this contract because at the end of the day, Joseph was still a man. He was righteous. But I can only imagine what went through his mind when she popped up pregnant. And he knew that he hadn't touched her, but they were engaged. But he was a righteous man. Amen?
Amen.
And it says, as he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Joseph, son of David, the angel said, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
All right.
Could you imagine the responsibility that he was given at this point in time? Because I know sometimes we look at people in the Bible and think that they're not normal or they're superhuman.
True.
It says, as he considered this, he was on the fence about, I love this girl, we're pledged to be married, but she's pregnant and it ain't my baby. I don't know if it's Jang-a-Leg, baby. I don't know if it's Antoine, baby, but it ain't mine. But I love her. I respect her. And then he goes to sleep, which is a miracle in itself with all of that going on inside of him. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him. Now, I don't know about you, but I dream like movies. So when I have dreams, they seem real. They're colorful. I can hear voices. It's like watching a movie. Been like that since I was a kid.
Okay.
But this was real. An angel of the Lord came to him. One thing I've also learned from Pastor O and Janice and a bunch of other folks that have poured into me spiritually was that the closer you get to the Lord, the more he reveals to you. He will show you things whether you sleep or awake. And it's real. It's nothing. Matter of fact, Velma Rogers used to always say, pay attention to those dreams. Focus. Don't just dismiss that. But this was real. An angel of the Lord came to him and said, this is what you're going to do. You're going to marry her. She's going to have a son. You're going to name him Jesus because he's going to save the people from their sins. She got pregnant because the Holy Spirit said, here's a baby. Now he had, again, this is a man. This is somebody who's going back and forth about if he's going to break this engagement off. This is a natural, physical man. And he's going through it. But all of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. So this was foretold. This was nothing new. This was going to happen. This is how our Savior, our elder brother, came into the planet. Unconventional as ever, but I'm thankful that because of the garden and way before the garden even existed, where Adam and Eve messed that thing up, they had a plan, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, because they knew that we needed a Savior, because before Adam and Eve were created, God knew that they were going to fall. I don't know why it surprises people that God knows everything about you. God is not surprised by what you say or what you do. It's old news to him. It's a rerun. We get caught up in the guilt of sin because we act like, oh, God don't, you know, we got to keep this secret from the Lord. He knows everything about you. He knew you was going to cuss old girl out. He knew when you was 5 and you stole the knowledge that you were going to do it. So let's get past that. Let's understand that God knows each and everything about you. Period. From the number of hairs on your head or the lack thereof. Amen?
Amen.
So when Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife. But he did not have sexual relations with her until her son was born, and Joseph named him Jesus. That must have been a heck of a dream or an appearance, but from what I've read and studied about angels, if they approach you, especially in a dream or even if you're awake, that's not something that you're going to easily forget. They are God's messengers.
Right.
They do exactly what God says, and they go. And this wasn't just Gabriel or Michael. It says, an angel of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And then when he woke up, he did exactly what the angel commanded him, even naming him Jesus.
Right.
Let's look down at Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. So, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and warned him to take Mary and Jesus to Egypt due to Herod's attempt to kill Jesus. So, one thing that a father does is he's a protector. Again, Joseph was a righteous man and was chosen as Jesus' earthly father. But Herod put a hit out on these babies. Boys, to be exact. And guess who was in that group? Jesus. So again, the angel of the Lord came to him. An angel of the Lord came to him and warned him, you need to take Mary and Jesus out of here, on to Egypt. Fathers are to protect their children. Fathers are to protect their children. Not abandon, not neglect. Protect. When my kids were growing up, well, they still growing up, but they big now. When they were small, they loved to go to like Chuck E. Cheese and Zap Zone. So what I would do is whatever games they were playing, whatever we did together. Whatever games they were playing, I would purposely put them in front of me. Because I had a caseload of sex offenders, so I understood that if a father is in the place, or a man, fatherly figure, whatever you want to call yourself, is in place, it's a different ball game for predators. Because they got to go through me to get to them.
Right.
So when they would play games, I would just stand back and watch and scared to protect my cubs. And even to this day, God help you if you bother one of my kids.
Amen. I pray.
I've been saved since 87, but he's still working on me. Amen. All right, pay attention. So Joseph protected Mary and Jesus, and they took off to Egypt to escape Herod's hit. Look down in Matthew 2:19-21. The angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and instructed him to take Mary and Jesus back to Israel when Herod died. Again, this is a righteous man, so he's in tune with what the Lord is communicating to him. And he's protecting his family and providing and saying, we can go back to Israel now because Herod's dead. So the hit is no longer a threat. So again, this is Joseph, and I need to point this out. Is Joseph Jesus' blood father? No. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit. So, and this, I don't like the term stepfather.
Right.
If you're a father and you step up to the plate and you step in, you're still a father.
You're a father, right.
But Joseph stepped in, listened to the Lord, and carried out the mission.
Right.
If the Lord holds the father responsible for his household, or for his children, yeah, my children are in two different households. So technically, we in three different households. It's still my job and my responsibility to take care of them and to make sure they're good and to protect them, no matter what. There were times I didn't get along with the mothers. There were times that they was talking dirty to me at the front of the court. It's still my job as their father to protect them and provide for them.
Yes. Yes.
That's what Joseph did for Jesus. And along the way, if you're doing your job, you're going to have kids that come along. Because I got two that belong to me biologically, but I have about five children now they're adults now, but I look out for, I pray for every day. And I protect, and I'm there for them, no matter what. Because like my grandfather used to say, they yours to you, dad, or they dad. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Luke chapter 2, verse 23. Mary and Joseph took Jesus to the temple as a baby to have him dedicated to the Lord, since he was the eldest child and a boy according to the law. So, not only did Joseph stay in tune with the Lord. Not only did he protect and provide for Jesus and Mary, he took Jesus and Mary to the temple and dedicated him to the Lord. Now we look at it, we call it christening. When you take your baby to church, now the pastor pray over him. What you're doing, that's not just something to put the baby in an all-white outfit on and take him to church and show him off. When you take your kids to church for a christening, you are dedicating them to the Lord's service. We just sang the song, he's a good father. And that's the truth, I'm a witness. My father lived four streets away from me. Some of y'all read about it. Four streets away from me. I grew up on Pope. He lived on Bassett. We did not have a relationship until I was 44 years old. So I'm thankful and I really appreciate the fathers who poured into me so that I could become the man that I was at 44 so that me and him could bridge that gap. Because you know what happened? Last June, he passed away. And you know, me going back and forth in my mind, it was like, well, he did that because he knew he was sick. And the Lord says, stop. This is something you've been praying for all your life. To connect with your father. I made it happen, so you're welcome. And I had to back off and say, you're right, Lord. because he was able to put his hands on one grandson, we were able to embrace and fix 40 plus years of division. And that's all because of the Lord, my good father. Last but not least, in Luke chapter 2, verse 41, every year Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. Jesus was raised in the synagogue. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, are my kids in church every week? No. Have we sat at the table and had Bible study? Yes. Side note, if you have young kids, get them the Action Bible. It's basically, it's literally the Bible in comic book form. I ordered it on Amazon, it's about $20-something. Yes. That Bible alone with my teenage son sparked more conversations than I could ever imagine. Yes. Just off of a Bible that appeals to them because it's illustrated and it's animated. Yes. So Jesus was raised in church. Again, Joseph was the father that was chosen, that stepped in. The Lord designated him to raise Jesus. Because not only did he raise him in church, he taught him how to be a man, and he also taught him a trade. He was a carpenter. Jesus didn't magically just become a carpenter. Joseph taught him how to provide for himself and his family, because if you notice, they don't mention Joseph when Jesus' ministry begins, because he's gone. He's passed on. So he protected him. He provided for him. He raised him in church and he taught him. Now, I don't have daughters, thankfully, because it would be hard for me to tell them no. So the Lord knew not to give me daughters. Y'all see G and Dion. Y'all know how that go. She probably... If he could afford it, she probably would have had a pony, a castle, and all kind of stuff when she was a kid. But what am I saying? Joseph was a righteous man chosen by the Lord to raise our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm sure it wasn't always easy, even though Jesus was perfect now. He was without sin. I know some of us as parents wish we could have a kid without sin. It's been several times I've been trying to kill mine. But it's all out of love, though. You know, if your son sneak out the house, you know, you got to lay hands. That's what I did. Carmen always talking about, you got to be more loving and less James Evans. That's my man, though. He ain't never combed his hair, but one thing about his kids and his family, they knew that he was solid and he was available. Jesus had that in Joseph. Fathers, we have a job to do. And it's not just with our kids. It's with this community. Yeah. It's with this world.
Yeah.
Because kids watch what you do and watch what you say and how you carry yourselves. Mm-hmm. I told you, there have been a bunch of kids, especially when I worked in the schools, that nickel and dime me to death or just want to hug or just want to be next to me as a father figure.
Right.
God didn't place you here just to get sit at the front of the table, the head of the table, and eat the big piece of chicken. He gave you those kids, and if you don't have kids of your own, you have kids someplace, somewhere, where you can affect positive change in their lives.
Yes, yes.
And if you guilty of being a deadbeat, a former deadbeat, you can stop all that right now and just love on your kid. I don't care what the mama says, she can call you everything but your name. Your responsibility is to that kid.
Yes.
Joseph gave us an example, and we have plenty of other examples in the Bible, but that's what the Lord pointed out for us today. Amen?
Amen.
Let us pray. We thank you, Lord, for being our good, good Father.
Yes.
We thank you for loving on us and caring for us. We thank you for your word.
Yes.
We thank you for relationship. It's not just that you gave us a book to read about you, but you walk with us and you talk with us and help us, Lord, as your children, to listen to what you say. And not just listen, but execute. And to love one another.
Yes.
And that just doesn't mean to send Valentine's cards to, Lord. That means for us to actually love folks unconditionally here and all around the world as your children.
Yes.
There are kids growing up every day without fathers. And Lord, we pray right now that you would strengthen and encourage each and every father in this room, in this community, in this state, in the country, in the world.
Yes.
To reach out past their own families to help raise and love these children that don't have fathers.
Yes.
And Lord, we thank you for being a wonderful, perfect example of what a father should be.
Yes.
We say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Not preach, we take up a love offering for our preacher in accordance with God's word, because 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 14 says the Lord commands that those who preach the word earn their living from the word. So at this time, we're going to take up a love offering.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Happy Father's Day to everybody, to all the fathers. Right here at the end of the table, just a little token for the visiting fathers here at Running for Christ Ministries. And then also for our fathers that are members, when you're leaving out, please stop at the table. Sheila, as usual, she has gifts, and your names are on each of the bags. So thank you.
Thank you.
They knew what that meant. Again, something we didn't do all fathers stand. Daddy, come on. Stand up. I don't care what the status is. Everybody, what do they deserve? It's on the table. Just bless, we thank God for you. We do truly thank God for you, from the youngest to the oldest, from no matter what. And I pray that you are receiving all of your blessings today from your children, because they deserve to say it. For those of us who daddies aren't here anymore, you know what? We still rejoice, because the day we remember, he walked in, he got my daddy face on his shirt, and it's just like, yep, we remember. We thank God for them, and we know that we look forward. See, little fella walking in, boss. He was praying while Pastor was praying. Y'all didn't know it. He had his hands raised and was extended, because he's learning, and his daddy is in church with him today, like he's been coming. So you're going in the right, do the right direction. Again, don't forget to pray for one another. Remember our list. Remember all our classes and whatnot's going on. I'm trying to wait for the junior praise team to assemble because this is their time. Look, Isaiah is about to. He's busy. Okay. So as you stand to your feet, pray for Deacon Tate and Deacon and Deaconess Tate as they take Terrence today to camp. Praise God, they're getting a few days break. And pray for Terrence while he's away. I know y'all missed him. And pray for one another.
Yes.
Constantly. Even on today, like I said, some of us, for when your fathers, especially, this is the first year without them on this day, it might be a little rough. But I'm here to tell you, it gets better. It gets easier. It gets easier because you get the joy of knowing. There he is. All right. One thing most people don't know is it says when you don't bear the Lord's name in vain, it's basically saying don't mess up your daddy's name. That's really what it's saying. We have the name of our heavenly Father that we bear. So when we declare his name, what it means is represent. Don't shame. If you love him, lift your hands in praise. If you love him, stand with us today. If you love him, lift your voice and shout the glory of his name. If you love him, open up your mouth. If you love him, let his praise ring out. Every nation sing for joy and come together. Our God is strong and mighty. We
Without a single fault. All glory to him who alone is God, our Savior through Jesus Christ our Lord. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are his before all time and in the present and beyond all time. Let us say, Amen.
Amen. Amen.